Well, you've been licensed longer than me. I got my first one in 17. I got my first radio back in 1977. I bought the Heathkit 101 back then from a co-worker, and we went over to his house because he wanted to go from a tube radio into a solid-state radio. They were coming out with it, and so I went over to his house in Dearborn, Michigan, and we didn't take long. We made contact with a sailboat off the coast of San Diego, California, and talked to him almost like we're talking right here. And I think it was on 20 meters, if I remember correctly. It might have been 40, but most likely 20. And so I was hooked, you know. I bought his radio, and I didn't get any real deal on it. It cost me $350 back then. That's back in 77. But I didn't have my license, and he offered to, at least he enticed me, said I could help you get your novice license, but you got to learn code, you know, and it's going to be a bit of work. So with the family and all things, I didn't get my license until 2017. So here we are. you've got more time than me. So after 10 years, you have to renew your license there, Jeff. Back to you.
In Canada, no. Once we are licensed for life. Here in Canada, the rules are slightly different. When we transmit, so we ID to begin with, and then we get half an hour of talk time, and then we have to ID again, where you guys over in the States have to ID every 10 minutes.